Hi, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson, senior editor of the Democrat Gazette, and it is my pleasure to have Jennifer Cobb with me today. Much to talk about when it comes to the 30th anniversary of the National and Community Trust Act of 1993. That's what established AmeriCorps. But Jennifer, kind of for our listeners who aren't, and we've got 30 minutes to walk through this, but aren't familiar, describe AmeriCorps as a whole, a little bit of the connection to Arkansas, and then your connection.
Wonderful. Sure. Well, thank you. First of all, thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Love your program and glad we've got a chance to talk about it.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, AmeriCorps, as you noted, was founded in 1993 by President Clinton, and his vision was to have a program for national service, much like military service, where you get such fantastic leadership skills and you're serving your country. His vision was to create a program where people could volunteer, in some cases get stipends, and other benefits, and spend a year or more doing national service. And I heard something recently. It was actually at the 30th anniversary celebration, which was at the Clinton Center not long ago.
Right. I was going to say, we celebrated that with President Clinton in attendance right here in Little Rock.
It was phenomenal, very inspiring. And what has stuck with me is something that I hadn't thought about until I heard it said out loud. And AmeriCorps is the only leadership development program that does not require previous leadership experience.
Interesting.
So, for example, I am the leader of City Year Little Rock.
Yeah.
City Year is a national organization. We have 29 sites across the country. And actually, those of you who are history and political buffs may remember that there was a photo of President Clinton running in a City Year sweatshirt back when he was candidate Clinton. And it was because he had been in Boston and he had seen City Year, and that's when it dawned on him.
Wow.
That's what we need. We need national service. We need options for people who want to volunteer, want leadership experience.
So we need to take this program and take it nationally.
Yes. Yeah. So City Year has been around for more than 30 years.
Did it start in Boston?
It started in Boston as a small nonprofit that was working with at-risk youth. And at the time, it was sort of an opportunity for at-risk youth who perhaps had run afoul of the law to do some service projects to get their records cleared of misdemeanors, traffic tickets, you know, things like that. But then when you scale that, because when you're doing national service, you're learning so much about yourself. You're in proximity to people who don't look like you, who don't think like you. And that's why I'm such an advocate of service. I think that we can all serve in some way. It doesn't matter your political ideations. It doesn't matter your religious affiliations, the zip code that you were born into. When we are in service to others, we have leveled the playing field and we're in proximity to people who don't look and think like us. And so you build those relationships. And I think that this idea of national service and leadership development really has the potential to bridge the divides that we're seeing in this country. I'm not alone in this, but it's very exciting to me and to have City Year here and all of the other great AmeriCorps organizations. It's not just City Year. We have, there's Vistas all over the place. I know our house has Vistas.
I was going to say that there are other ways to do national service.
Exactly. Yeah. Engage Arkansas is our state commission for national service. And they have a very robust website where you can go check out all the wonderful AmeriCorps opportunities here in Arkansas. Obviously, I'm most familiar with City Year, which is why I gravitate back to that. But this isn't the City Year show. There's so many other wonderful AmeriCorps.
You mentioned Vista. There's FarmCorps.
There's FarmCorps. And the thing that's wonderful about Vistas is so many different nonprofits can take advantage of, well, that sounds, can use as an asset a Vista member. Because for special projects, and the Engage Arkansas can help people get hooked up with that.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Talk a little bit about your background and how you got involved with City Year Little Rock.
Sure. Well, you remember when we had a pandemic and everybody rethought what it was they were doing
exactly.
with their lives?
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes.
So I spent I spent 7 years in publishing at Arkansas Business Publishing Group. I loved it. Then I spent 7 years at Arkansas Children's raising money and building a hospital in Northwest Arkansas and handling donor communications and strategic marketing. Loved that. Then when you're in healthcare working at a hospital and COVID-19 hits, it was an opportunity to just really sort of think and assess where I was going. I was ready for some more leadership opportunities. I'm at my best when I serve a nonprofit mission.
Gotcha.
And thankfully, I guess, you know, City Year, the job at City Year came open. So I celebrated my second City Year in October. I'm the executive director and senior vice president. So I oversee the Little Rock site where we have 11 staff members. And right now we have 36 core members who are serving in Little Rock schools and Jacksonville schools.
So walk us through the kind of things City Year does.
Sure.
On the ground, what is going on? Because I'm familiar with it, have followed it through the years here in Little Rock, but I know probably a lot of our listeners really aren't. So some examples of exactly what it is you do.
Absolutely. Be happy to tell you. We actually started 20 years ago when we were founded. It looked a lot different. Those who had offices down in the River Market might remember our
the red jackets everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. We still wear red jackets. However, back then it was khaki pants and Timberlands, and there was a lot of jumping jacks and calisthenics in the morning. I'm not sure where that came from. We do not do physical activities in the morning. Otherwise, I would not have taken this job.
Understood.
But, however... So we've come through many iterations. Those first 10 years, we were serving primarily anywhere the community needed us. We were building houses for Habitat for Humanity. We were working in soup kitchens. We were feeding our unsheltered neighbors. And then it became apparent on a national scale that where we could really have impact was in schools. Obviously, in this state and across the country, literacy rates and math rates continue to plummet.
Exactly.
And so we decided to focus our efforts on schools. And when I first took this job, even my own father was like, I didn't think City Year was around. You don't see him anymore. And well, that's by design because we are in schools every day.
Not on the street downtown.
We are not
anymore.
On the streets painting murals. And, you know, that's not our gig anymore. What we do is we recruit young adults ages 17 to 25. You come to us with a GED or a high school diploma at the very least. And we train you to be a student success coach. So we deploy teams of 5 to 7 core members with an impact manager, that's a full-time paid staff member, into a school. We serve in K through 12 schools, primarily in 3rd through 8th grade. That's our sweet spot. Our core members focus on the ABCs. We're an education organization, so everything has to revolve around that, right?
Right.
Attendance, behavior, and course grades. So our goal is to improve the graduation rate, and we do that all the way back to 3rd grade by focusing on literacy and math skills, making sure kids are coming to school, making sure kids are staying in class and out of the principal's office. So those are the three things that we focus on in various ways throughout the school day. But those core members are in schools every day, 5 days a week, before the first bell rings and until the after schools programs are over.
So they are there all day.
They are. They are.
How many schools again did you say you
ran here? Yes, we are working in Mabelvale Middle School.
Okay.
Cloverdale Middle School. Chico and Stevens Elementary School. We have two teams in J.A. Fair K through 8 because it's a larger school. And then just this year, we were invited to spread our wings and go up to Jacksonville North Pulaski School District. So we have a team at Jacksonville Elementary this year. And that is a new partnership for us. It's going very well. We wanted to pilot some different ways to serve. Mm-hmm. Jacksonville School District, while just right up the road, looks very different from Little Rock.
I was going to say, so it's not just the Little Rock School District you're involved in anymore.
And when we were founded, we were founded to serve in North Little Rock and Little Rock Schools. Mm-hmm. And we did that for our first 7 or 8 years. And then we pulled back just to Little Rock School District. We've been in up to 10 schools. We were affected by COVID with our recruitment, so our numbers dwindled and we're building back up. So I'm very pleased to say that we've added these schools this year.
Well, you said you've got 36 core members. Now, these are people that come from all over the country, right?
They do. We have found in the last couple of years that we are taking Little Rock School District graduates and returning them to the schools that raised them.
Neat.
So, for example, we have 3 core members at Mablevale Middle School who went to Mablevale Elementary and Mablevale Middle, and now they are back serving in those classrooms.
Yeah.
Yes.
So a core member will serve how long?
A core member, we would love them to serve 2 years. That's as long as you can serve and still get all the benefits from AmeriCorps. Typically, a year of service is what they give. It's 10 months. We get them in late July, and they graduate in May. And you can sign up for another year. In fact, last year, we graduated 23 in May, and 17 of them came back for a second year. For a variety of reasons. A lot of them felt like they were just barely scratching the surface of what they wanted to accomplish. One came up to me on graduation day after just having said goodbye to his students, and he said, "I'm not ready to leave." Hmm. And I said, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I have to come back and see my students."
Yeah.
And so
we'll see them on through a little further.
Yeah. Exactly. So we do encourage folks to sign up for a 2-year stint.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned, and when we talked about the Red Jackets, mm-hmm. the River Market 20 years ago, which I well remember, but it's obvious that with his library here, with his connection to the city, that President Clinton wanted Central Arkansas to be represented in this program.
Yes, that is very true.
He would have been a driving force personally in those early years in getting it here.
Yes, he sure was. In fact, when Stephanie Street tells her story, the executive director of the Clinton Foundation, she is on our board and is one of our founding members. When she tells her story, she says she was packing up and she was moving back to Arkansas, and his final marching orders were, "Stephanie, we have to have City here in Little Rock." Mm. And she thought to herself, "How the heck am I going to do that?"
While we're building a whole library and opening it. Yeah.
But she did. She came back to town, and she, her, one of her first calls was the late Bruce Moore,
mm-hmm.
Who served on our board until his death in October, which was
so
far too soon. And so Bruce and Stephanie, along with General Wesley Clark and Micah Strother and some other folks, actually flew to Boston to see how to do it, how to run a city or site, and how to get it up and running. And so the fantastic thing for me is as I think about our history, because we're getting ready to celebrate 20 years too, our site. Mm-hmm. And as I think about the history, we had that wonderful momentum from the Clinton administration and his vision for bringing City Year here. And through the years, through Governor Hutchinson and now Governor Sanders, we are pro students. We are pro learning. We are pro literacy. We don't have a political agenda or a candidate, but if it's good for students and if it means they will learn, and literacy rates and math rates and graduation rates will improve, then that's what we're going to do. And so it's been interesting to see and to think about our evolution as we continue to work with the dominant voices in education policy here in the state and in the nation.
Where would you like to see this program grow in the next 5 years, the next 10 years? More schools, more growth, I suspect.
Yes. And a lot of people always say, "Hey, let's go to every school. Let's recruit all of the core members." Well, there's this little thing called the AmeriCorps grant. And we have to reapply every 3 years for a certain number of slots. And it's very competitive. There are actually more slots than there are funding for AmeriCorps. And so I would say to your listeners, one thing that they can pay attention to through this next budget cycle is, you know, keep an ear out for that AmeriCorps funding. Mm-hmm. It's at risk. Mm. And what you're going to risk is national service positions that focus on community building and service in your community, you know, feeding programs, reading programs. You mentioned Farm Corps, that, you know, the food insecurity issues. There's so much that AmeriCorps addresses when it comes to our nation and our state. And AmeriCorps as a funding mechanism, that funding is at risk. So I say all that to say, we will probably get between 45 and 60 slots for City or Little Rock.
Gotcha.
So we can't put a red jacket in every school, mm-hmm. but Rex, here's what we can do. We can teach other people to do what we do.
Great point.
Yes.
Great point.
In fact, in some of our sister sites, they are working with their states and with their municipalities to build student success coach networks where we take 30 years of learning and data about what moves student achievement and what boosts teaching and learning. And they're teaching other folks how to do what we do. And so in a state that's focused on literacy, where we have some new funding for tutoring, we have new funding streams for literacy coaches, you know, we're right here and we can help. We have a whole national network behind us with the know-how of how to go into a school and boost literacy and math rates and keep kids in the classrooms.
I suspect one of your hopes is that these students who have been touched by these volunteers, one of these days after graduation, will become involved in AmeriCorps themselves.
Yes, absolutely. Those are my favorite stories, my absolute favorite stories. In fact, one of our core members, who I just mentioned, who's at Maple Vale, he wrote a poem, and he talked about what it felt like to be falling behind in class and be branded as a, you know, a kid with ADHD who couldn't learn. Mm-hmm. And he talks about sitting in the classroom waiting for his own superhero, not the one in the red cape, the one in the red jacket. Mm. And it just gives me chills every time I hear him talk about it. But, you know, that is the work that we do in schools is so important. But, you know, I haven't even scratched the surface of talking about the work we do with our core members. I have the privilege and honor of walking along with 36 young adults and watching them grow. So about 2/3 of them came to us either straight out of high school and they're taking some gap time trying to figure out what's next, or they started college in COVID and realized that they were behind or they weren't ready or they need, so they've taken some time off. And then the other third, they have bachelor's degrees. They're taking some time to earn money for master's degrees because when you are in service, you are paid a stipend. You get to defer any student loans that you have. You get free insurance, and you also are earning an Ed Siegel Award, a Siegel Education Award. Sorry about that. And it's $7,000 before taxes to either pay off student loans or pay for future education.
Yeah.
So these 36 young adults who are putting service above self every day, working 8 to 9 hours in schools, are emerging as the most magnificent leaders I've ever seen. They are learning all of those soft skills that you need to be successful. They're learning how to communicate. They're learning how to plan their day. They're learning how to, you know, manage conflict resolution. They're learning how to financially support themselves. And I watch them year after year come to us very uncertain and emerge as these strong, confident young adults who are going to be the next generation of workers for Arkansas. Because when we get them here, they fall in love with Little Rock and the natural state, and they stay.
Yeah.
So that's the exciting thing for me.
Well, I learned something because I guess I just had in my head, you know, more kind of like the Peace Corps, that these were all college graduates and only about a third of them are.
Right. That's right. And It is, we're building a lot of career pathways for them. City Year has always been a pathway to the classroom. Mm-hmm. People who think they might want to teach, what better way to figure it out than to spend a year in a classroom, right? But what we're also finding is that we can, for example, I'm cooking up this idea with Goodwill Industries. They have a new certified medical assistant program and a pharmacy tech program. Mm-hmm. So what would it look like to use your Siegel Award to pay for that? You serve with City Year for a year. Obviously, someone who's going into the medical field wants to be of service to others.
Right.
So you're in a classroom setting. You're learning all of those soft skills. You're learning to be a leader. You're earning money to then pay for this certified medical assistant certification where you can go straight into the workforce. Mm-hmm. That's an amazing opportunity for a 19, 20-year-old
Absolutely.
Who may not know exactly what they want to do, but they know that they just need someone to help them chart their course.
Yeah.
That's what makes me so excited.
Well, I'm seeing the multiple levels now, because just as those who are here as part of the core are mentoring students in the public schools, you and your full-time staff are mentoring the core members. So yes. We've got multiple levels at work here
exactly.
in this program.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We always talk about so goes the staff, so goes the core. As goes the staff, so goes mm-hmm. the core. And as goes the core, so go the students. Mm-hmm. So it really is a full circle opportunity for leadership development and growth.
One of the numbers as I did my research leading up to the interview that really struck me is since 1994, AmeriCorps members just in Arkansas have earned $36.7 million in scholarships. That's,
yes.
that's a lot of scholarship money.
It is a lot of scholarship money. And the Siegel Award is matched by so many colleges and universities all over the country. One example is we had a core member 2 years ago who wanted to go to ASU. Mm-hmm. He was admitted. He had $6,500 after taxes, and ASU matched it. So there's your freshman year, pretty much taken care of. Even the Clinton School of Public Service offers double and sometimes triple matches of the Siegel Award. So you can get a master's in public education for free, practically. So the service that you do as an AmeriCorps member, and that's what they are. They're AmeriCorps members doing service. They are not City Year employees doing a job.
Mm-hmm.
There's a subtle but very important difference. As an AmeriCorps member, building all of these leadership skills, that's phenomenal for a resume. Whether you want to go straight into the workforce or to a two-year college, a trade school, a four-year school, a graduate school, you know, there are anecdotes of folks walking into job interviews, and when the person saw AmeriCorps on the resume, they get bumped to the top. So it's a wonderful opportunity. And now I'm talking to the parents out there.
Right.
Right? I'm talking
right.
to the parents and caregivers of teenagers, of college-age kids who may not know what's next for them. We can help them. We can help them chart that course. We can help them get some financial resources and a strong alumni network that sticks with them just, you know, as long as they live.
All right. So if somebody's listening to this and they've got an interest, or their parents and they say, my son or daughter might have an interest, tell us a little more about application deadlines,
sure.
how they reach you, how they would get involved.
Sure. You can go to cityyear.org, which is the national website. It'll give you the opportunity to look at all of the various sites. Of course, I would direct everyone to want to come serve in Little Rock. However, mm-hmm. I will say one of my best friends from high school, her son is at our Seattle site this year. He graduated from Hendrix and wanted to live out of state
yeah.
for a little while. So
yeah.
he's serving in Seattle. But I will say that's the easiest way to go to the website, start reading just about what the experience looks like. Applications are on a rolling basis. The cool thing is, if you are applying for colleges and you've already started a Common App account, we are now on the Common App. You can actually apply for City Year within the Common App
okay.
and just make it so much easier. We do require letters of recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
We require an essay. There's an interview process. But the cool thing is that we are rolling admissions.
Right.
So let's say you get it together and you apply over the Christmas holidays. you would know likely at the end of January, perhaps into February, if you were offered a position and if you were coming to Little Rock or if you were offered to serve in, you know, Florida or Texas or Chicago or one of the other places. You can specify applying for a specific site, or you could put serve where most needed. Little Rock is always a serve where most needed site. And so that's, you know, that's the process. You can go to the Common App and apply. You can go to cityyear.org/Little Rock very specifically. And there's a big old apply now button right there.
Easy to do. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Kind of like, because I was just on a lot of those as we're in the gift buying season, kind of like when you go to the website and the shop here button
exactly.
is really big. Order here.
Yeah. Give now.
Yes, or give now. Yeah. Sovereign Tuesday
now.
Is the type. Yeah.
That's right. That's yeah. right.
Now, I gave those Arkansas numbers of 36.7 million. I would have thought the national number is so impressive since AmeriCorps was created. We mentioned the 30th anniversary was celebrated earlier this year right here in Little Rock, but 1.25 million Americans have served, 200,000 current members across the country, and nationwide, the amount earned $4.25 billion in those Siegel Education Awards
right.
for college or student loans. $4.25 billion with a B. So
yes.
wanted to get that out there also.
It is. It's quite an opportunity, and it's quite, you know, it fuels economies, because what we're doing is we are producing the next generation of,
absolutely.
Of workforce.
Absolutely.
Not only in our AmeriCorps members, but also in the populations we serve. One of the coolest things, everybody always asks me if they're too old to serve with City Year, and often I have to say, yes, I'm so sorry. I always point them toward Engage Arkansas's website, but one of the coolest things that I've heard of is the foster grandparents,
mm-hmm.
where you can sign up to be an AmeriCorps volunteer and serve as almost like a big brother or a big sister. However, it's called a foster grandparent. And I just think that's so cool for someone who's possibly retired and wants to do some service opportunities.
Yeah. And again, to stress, you're with City Year, yeah. but there are different AmeriCorps programs that are available. In 2022, last year, we had more than 2,500 AmeriCorps members and senior volunteers in Arkansas alone at, again, more than 300 locations. So not just schools, but food banks, shelters, all kinds of nonprofit organizations.
That's right.
And pretty big numbers there.
It's a huge amount of numbers. You know, there's adult literacy councils all over the state that make use of AmeriCorps volunteers. As you mentioned, food banks. I think Arkansas and America runs on volunteerism.
Yeah. Yeah. Now with City Year, you are having an impact on students in our public schools.
Yes.
But talk about how it benefits the community as a whole.
Sure.
Not just those students that you're working with.
Correct. I would love to. One of the things that we do, believe it or not, they can serve all day, every day in schools and still possibly fall short of their recommended 1,700 hours.
Oh, wow.
We ask a lot of them.
Yeah, you do.
And what we do is on weekends, we find new service projects. So you'll find Red Jackets stuffing food boxes, helping at the food bank. We've volunteered we keep trying to book a date to go to the Miracle League and help as coach buddies.
Oh, wow.
And that's one of my goals for the spring for sure.
Yeah.
But we do a lot of other things out in the community. Most of all, we are teaching our young adult core members how to be civically minded. We want them to understand that as a citizen, as someone who pays taxes, as someone who works and lives in Little Rock, it's an obligation and a privilege to serve the cities in which we live. And so we want to expose them to as many opportunities as possible to make connections with other nonprofits and other service organizations. We also do a lot of leadership training and mentoring, so they are able to connect with folks in their chosen profession And the way that that benefits the community is, again, there are 36 bright, passionate, talented individuals who now want to make Little Rock their home. Mm-hmm. And when they graduate from City Year of Little Rock in May, or they come back for another year, which right. I certainly hope, then you know, we're going to connect them to the community. And our goal is to have 100% of our graduates either coming back for a second year or gainfully employed.
Wow.
Yes.
So you are bringing talented young people from across the country, and some of them are staying in Arkansas.
Correct.
That's what you're telling me.
Yes. Yes.
That's
that
exciting.
Is true. It's very exciting. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever had to recruit folks to come work in Arkansas, it can be a bit of a challenge. But I tell you, I grew up here. I grew up in Little Rock. And so being by the river and being, you know, the River Trail and Pinnacle and all the beautiful outdoor spaces, Rattlesnake Ridge is one of my new favorites. You get them here. You get people here. You go to the art museum. You see a show, a celebrity attraction show, or you go to the rep, or if you enjoy the outdoors. And so that's what's fun is you get these young people here, mm-hmm. and it completely busts the myth
of
our beautiful state. So I love that, being a Little Rock native and being so proud of my hometown and so proud of my home state. It's really fun to show people the ropes.
Well,
the good tour.
Now you know, you may not be seeing those red jackets downtown during the day anymore, but they're in the school. City Year still going strong here in Little Rock. Jennifer, thank you so much for taking the time today to explain the program to us.
And yes.
Good luck to you and City Year and all it does for those of us here in Arkansas.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's a privilege to serve.
All right. You've been listening to the Southern Fried Podcast, a production of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. I'm Rex Nelson. We'll see you next time.